Okay, so we're on to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah is really the next sugya. And we're going to be talking about Mashkon. So, the Lov, this is talking about, I believe this is talking about the case of the Lov who takes a Mashkon, not at the time of the loan, but when the time of the loan is due, and the Malva takes the Mashkon because the Lova cannot pay. So the Psukim, it's in Devarim, Perach of Dala, says, Ki Sosha B'Reyacha Mas Eis Uma. When you're going to go to get from your friend, lo savo el beso la vo savato, you can't go into his house to take the mashkon, v'chutz ta'amod, stand outside, v'isha sheratan no shebo, and the person who you are claiming to get money from, yotzi lecha savo avot achutz, he'll bring the item outside. Okay, and then the pasuk also says, v'im ish anihu, and the person is poor, lo tishkav avoto, you can't keep the item overnight. Hashiv hashiv lo es ha'avot, surely return to him the avot. Kivo ha'shemesh, then when the sun comes, v'shachav b'salmaso, and he'll sleep with his cloak. V'brecho l'cha yeti yitzlaka v'nei shemakecha, and he'll be blessed, and he'll be yitzlaka, he'll be right, doing righteousness. So the Mishnah says, hamal ves chavero. So a person lends money to his friend, and Rashi says, v'yigiyaz man v'lo parolo. That's what Rashi, Shita Rashi. The time, for the due date comes, and the friend does not pay him back. Lo yimashkenu, meaning don't take a mashkon, elevavazdin. You can't take the mashkon, elevavazdin. Rashi says, lo yimashkenu, afilu b'shuk elevavazdin, which means don't go into his house. You may not go into his house to take anything from him to be for a mashkon. The only way you can get the mashkon is via a shliach beisdin. Then the Mishnah says, "Lo yikanes libeso." So who's this going on? So we'll say that maskar gemara. Even the shliach beisdin cannot go into the house of the lova to take the item litol mashkono, to take the mashkon that he's now entitled to take on behalf of the lender. Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Bachutz ta'amod." You should stay on the outside. So it's bachutz ta'amod. So what's the reason why? What's the reason why you can't go get inside? So the Yerushalmi says, the reason why Yerushalmi in Gittin, in the fifth parak, it says the reason why the Malva can't go into the house is because you're afraid he's going to go inside and take like really good stuff. He's going to go take the best of the best. He'll take the silver, he'll take all the good stuff in order to secure his loan. And that's what's actually brought down the Aruch HaShulchan. The Sefer Chinuch writes is that you don't want people to be, you know, constant fighting. Go inside, taking stuff, doing things. It's going to turn into a meriva. And also, what's going to happen? You can have a strong malva and take a big thing. A weak malva or a strong lovas to prevent him from taking something. Because you can end up having all these fights back and forth. You don't want to do that.
Is the second part of that pasuk just an explanation of the love? Or is it
that's something,
say in its own right?
That's in its own right. That's about a poor individual. You have to. We'll see that in the Gemara.
What I'm saying is, standing outside his house is doing a positive mitzvah, or it's just that's how you receive it.
I don't know whether it's listed as a positive mitzvah or as a negative mitzvah. But bottom line is, that's what you're supposed to do: stay outside.
Right.
Don't people take mashkon?
So this is a case where he didn't. He didn't take the. That's what Rashi says. V'igiyaz man v'lo para. So now he wants to go grab collateral, right? Post loan collateral, in order to secure the loan now. Okay, so it actually is brought down. The question is, there's a, I think it's the Nimuke Yosef, he says the name of Rabbeinu Tam, there is a halacha in the Bava Kamma, it's called Ovid Inish Dine Dinashe. A person's allowed to take the law into his own hands, and that specific case is where he goes and he takes something that belongs to him. So like here, can't you go do Ovid Inish? Now that's also going to cause Meriva, Ovid Inish Dine Dinashe. So the Nimuke Yosef quotes the name of Rabbeinu Tam, he says that that's Dafka when the person who you're extracting from, he's actually holding your item. It's your specific, it's yours. He came to your house, you took it, you lent it to him. That's your item. Here, that you're allowed to take to him. Because you're not really so worried about Meriva, because it's yours.
Right.
You may be Meriva, but you're not going to worry about taking the wrong thing. But here, we're talking about where the Lova is holding, he's not holding any chafetz of the Malva. He's holding loan, he's holding cash. And cash is not necessarily, you can't just take cash, because Meriva Lotzon didn't know. So you're afraid he's going to take anything. So that's a big difference in what he's going to take. So again, also, it seems to be here, and it seems to be like a running machlokas as to like sort of what Yoni was alluding to. It's like, what's the reason why he's taking taking the mashkon over here, right? So it seems that
fulfill the loan, I guess.
Yeah, but it seems that right. Rashi, the Ramban, the Ran says that the Mishnah is a case where the mashkon is taken in lieu of the chov. Like he didn't pay him back. So he grabs the item to take the mashkon, to take it, right? But, right, that's how the Rashi was learned. But other Rishonim learn it, that what's going on here is he's taking the mashkon not in order to collect the chov, but taking the way I explained it, he's taking the mashkon in lieu of the chov to protect his loan that he will get paid back. And if he gets paid back, then he will give him back the mashkon. It seems to be this running difference between the Rishonim as to what is it? Is this in lieu of the loan, or this is to protect the loan? Okay.
But if the guy doesn't have the money,
but he has assets.
Taking this, you're still expecting
him
to pay.
Okay, so eventually he'll get assets. He'll get money. Right? He didn't have money to begin with. That's where he took the loan.
Right.
So, okay. So that's why the reason why I said this because there's a rush. The rush asks, paying back a loan based on Gemara Ksuva is a mitzvah. Right? Prius Balchov is a mitzvah, and we say Kofin es ha'adam al kima mitzvahs. So why doesn't Beis enforce him to pay back? So he says it works fine according to Rabbeinu Tam that we're talking about over here, that the mashkon is not the payback of the loan. But according to the Rishonim, we say that the mashkon here we're talking about here is to actually pay the loan, then it's kind of a kasha. So why is that not being forced? Okay. There's a lot to go into, but then I'm just putting some pointers. Okay, Hayulo Shnei Kalim. Again, so what's going on here? He has two Kalim. So we learn according to Rashi. Rashi says, Hayulo Shnei Kalim, Bechovo Kineket Shnehem, Umashkino b'shneim. He has two kalim, and the two kalim together equal the loan, or their equivalent value of the loan. So he now wants to take both of these kalim. So he says, notel echad umeiniach echad. He takes one and leaves one. Right? Rashi has a different gear, so he says, notel echad umachzir echad. And he returns one. Right? Rashi says, b'shoshu tzarek lezeh yachzirenelo. The second pasuk that we quoted, at the time that he needs to want, the olova needs one, you have to return it to him. Mishum hechazar to havot vayakeves hasheni, and then keep the second one. Because yishtar is zel hasheni, when he needs the second one, litol zeh sarishon, then just flip it and take the first one vayachzir hasheni. Can the farish va'azil, as the Mishnah is now going to explain. Mishnah goes to explain. It says, notel echad meyich echad, machzir es kar belayla, you return, I think it's the pillow, right, the pillow at night, and es hamachresha bayom, and the plow during the day. Because he needs that to survive, he needs that to work. The im mace, this is important. The im mace ain't no machzir liyorsho. But if the loveh dies and these mashkonos are still in the hands of the malveh, he does not have to return them to the yorshim. Rashi says mace haloveh ain't mace shiva avot liyorshim. This whole idea only applies if it's to the loveh. She ain't kan mitzvah haavot elayim karenu. So what does the malveh do? He sells them, right? The yikva mimenu, the hashev tashivem, loksiv lo yorshim. Hashev tashivem, to return the mashkon at night, is only applicable to the loveh and not to the malveh. I think this is a very important line, because someone can say, if I have to return the mashkon every night to the guy, or every day to the guy, what's the point of taking the mashkon? Yeah. The idea, the point of taking the mashkon is now, what you're returning is basically yours, but still within your hands. So there's a reason now you can take the mashkon. A, if he disappears, you can keep it. I think B, also, if you take the mashkon, then it prevents Shemitah from negating the loan, because now the loan is in your possession. So even though, yes, you're returning it back and forth, but there are halakhic ramifications for you to take it, and therefore, even though you have to return it, you have to do the tzedaka by returning it, it's still worthwhile to take the mashkon, so you have all these other halachas can be impacted. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Af la'atzmo einu machzir. You do not have to return the mashkon to the lova. You only have 30 days, you have to return it to him. Now, within 30 days, that means a 30-day window of opportunity for him to get liquid and pay the loan. If not, after 30 days, what happened? The Malva can sell them in the Beis Din, and then he can take the cash, pay himself back. And if there's extra, I guess he give it back to the Lover. Okay. So this is all about, Rashi and Rishon says, it's all about if you took the mashkon when the time of the loan was due. So what if you took the mashkon at the time of the loan, like you're saying, do you have to return it? What do you have to do? The Rambam says you can sell it right away. It's a totally different case. That this whole parasha is what you're talking about. We took the mashkon at the time of the due date, not at the time of the loan. Okay. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Shliach Beis Din minatach natuchei aval mishkune lo. The Shliach Beis Din is matach matuchei, Rashi says, Shliach based in Minatach Natuchi, Af Hu Enor Shaili Kanes, Lebeso Ulamashkino. That's how we read the Mishnah. Even the Shliach Basin cannot go into the house of the Lover to take the Mashkon. Elo Roeh Moreya Bashuk, he can take him in the Shuk, who may not take Dover Sha'ochas Biodom. Not that he can separate, right? He can separate, he can remove from him the item that he's carrying in the Shuk. Right? Aval Mashkune Lo, Rash, the Gemara says. He cannot go into the house. But the Gemara says, wait a second. Bahatnan, what about our Mishnah that says, Hamal v'eschavero, you lend your friend money, lo yimashkenu el bebezdin. He cannot take the mashkon, he cannot go into the house, he has to go to bezdin. Michlal it's mashna, the bebezdin mashkin. He cannot be mashkin. The mashkin here seems to mean that you go into the house and take it. It says, he cannot be mashkin el in bezdin. Meaning bezdin can go into the house and take the mashkon. The Gemara says, Amar lach Shmuel, and Shmuel says, bezdin can't. So Amar lach Shmuel, Shmuel is going to say, Emad, this is how you should read the Mishnah. Lo yinatchenu el bebeisdin. Don't read it lo yimashkenu, el lo yinatchenu. Meaning he, the Lova himself, cannot take the things, anything from the guy in the street. This bebeisdin can take from the guy in the street, but nobody can go into the guy's house. Right. So that's how the answer for Shmuel. The Gemara says, sorry, missed something. Hachinami mustabra. Oh. Fine. So Hachanami Mistabra, this also seems to be makes sense. The Katani Sefer, because the end of the Mishnah says, right, Lo Yikanes Lebeto Litol Mashkino. You can't go into the house to take the Mashkon. So money, who's that talking about? Right? But we just glossed over it, but that's the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says El Bebeis, and then it says Lo Yikanes Lebeto. So who's that? Who can't go into the house? Ilim Balchov, if you're telling me that the Balchov can't go into the house to take the Mashkon, may Reisha Shmamino. We already know that from the Reisha. Because the Reisha either says that the Balchov can't be Mashkonit, so we have to say it again in the Sefer, or even according to Shmuel, the Reisha says the Balchov can't even take something from the street, so he can go into the house. He can't go into the house. So who is it talking about at the Sefer? So El Olav, Shliach Basin. Must be talking about the Shliach Basin, who he may not go into the house either to take the Mashkon. No one's allowed into the guy's house to forcefully take the Mashkon. So the Gemara then says, no, that's not a Raya. Imi Shemha, Lo Iria. If you're talking about that, that's not a Raya. Because Hachik Amar, this is how you'll explain the Mishnah. Halmalva Eschavero, Lo Yimashkenu El Bebezdin. Someone lends money to his friend, he cannot take the Mashkon except from Bezdin. Michlal, the Bezdin Mashkin. The Bezdin, because then over there you can say that the Bezdin, the inference to be the basin can, Ubalchov, and then you read the Balchov, Afil Natuchinami, lo, he cannot even take anything from him in the street. Why? And the Gemara gives it a reason, Shaloi Kanes Lebeso, because if you start taking things from the guy in the street, you're going to start chasing him or going into his house and taking it. So you have to be completely separated from the guy and only go to the basin. But the possibility still exists that you could read the Mishnah allowing the basin to go into the house. So there's no, this is not necessarily a proof to Shmuel. It's not a proof against Shmuel either. You just can't prove anything one way or the other. Now, Rav Yosef is going to ask on Shmuel. Masiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asked, the Pasuk says, Lo, or there's another thing, it says, Lo yachvol rechayim v'rechev. You can't take the mill, right? You can't take the loaf, the kalim that you use to grind the meat. That's called the rechayim and the rechev. So, see from here, you can't take these kalim as a mashkon. These are things like ochel nefesh. These are things that you need to live. Aha, but tevarim acherim, other items, chavol, you can take. Right? It also says, lo sachbol beged almanah. You can't take the cloak or the clothing of the widow. Ha, shel acherim tachbol. Mashma, that you're allowed to take it from other people. Meaning, seems to say from here, that you can take, you can go and take. So the Gemara says, man, who is the person who's not permitted to take these kalim? Who cannot take these kalim? Inim Balchov, if you say it's the Balchov, that the Malv himself can't go in, Hoksiv already says, Lo Savo El Beso Lavot Avoto. You can't go into his house to take anything. So what are these extra things? What are these extraneous things? So the Gemara says, El Alav Shliach Basin. It's talking about the Shliach Basin. The Shliach Basin then can go in to take items, just these specific items he may not take. But it seems to be the Shliach Basin can go in, which would be a kasha on Shmuel. So the Gemara says, no, Tirgama Rav Papa Bereid Rav Nachman Kameid Rav Yosef. So Rav Papa explained these psukim, Rav Papa, the son of Rav Nachman, explained these psukim in front of Rav Yosef. For Amrila, and some say it was Rav Papa Bereid Rav Yosef Kameid Rav Yosef, that it was his own son who said it. Le'olam b'balchov. The pasuk is talking about the Balchov. Right, the pasuk is talking about the Balchov. He may not go, Right, he talking about only about the Baal Chol. We're not talking about the Shliach Beis Din. So there's no proof about the Shliach Beis Din. Aye, so why is it sort of repetitive? Because we already know that he can't go in. So here, La'avor Allah, Bishnei Lavim, to tell him that if you take the Rechayim or the Rechev, or you take the Begin Almana, you violate two Lavim. Number one, you violate the Lav of Lo Tavot, and then you violate the Lav of Lo Tachav Begin Almana, or Lo Yachbo Rechayim the Rechev. Make a double Lav. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to ask again, Arch Shmuel, this time from a Braisa. Tashma. Mimashma shenemar b'chutz ta'amod. From the fact that the Pasuk says, b'chutz ta'amod, he should stand outside. Eini yodeya sha'ish asher atanoshe bo yotzi. Do I not know that it's talking about that the man who you are trying to collect from should bring the avot outside? Ella ma talmud lomer v'ha'ish. Why is the pasuk says v'ha'ish asher tanoshe will come outside and give it? If you're standing outside, why is the second part of the pasuk going to say that he has to come? He'll come outside and give it to you. Of course, he can come outside and give it to you. You can't go inside. You're standing outside. So he says ma talmud lomer v'ha'ish. So that's l'rabo shliach beis din. The Gemara's come to include the shliach beis din that he has to stand outside, which would be a kash on Shmuel. So my lav is not coming to teach us shliach beis din kilove. The shliach beis din is like the love, as Rashi says. My love, Rabbi shliach beis din, she yikanes l'socha bayis. V'hachik amar v'ish to shliach beis din v'asher tano shavel yotzi elecha. Leave it here. It would be that the shliach beis din would be like the love, and therefore just like the love can be inside, so to the shliach beis din can go inside, which would then be a kash on Shmuel. The Gemara says, no, it's no shliach beis din amalva. The shliach beis din is the malva, meaning he has to stand outside, like the malva has to stand outside to collect the mashkel. Okay? Again, so not a kash on Shmuel. Next, Tashma. Now, Gemara's going to ask another question on Shmuel. Tashma, I should have looked up who he passed like, because he's asking all these kashas on Shmuel, but he's answering everything, sort of all of them. But, okay, so Tashma. Pasuk says, "Im chavol tachbol salmasrei echa ad bo hashemesh tashiven alo." If you take as a collateral the cloak of your friend, you have to return it to him until the sun rises. Give it to him at night so he has what to sleep in. Right? So b'shliach beis din akasa medaber. The Bryce says this is talking about the shliach beis din that took the cloak of the loaf and gave it to the malve of the mashkon. Ata omer b'shliach beis din akasa medaber oinel b'alchov. How do you say it to shliach beis din? Maybe it's the b'alchov. Keshu Omer, when the pasuk says lo savo el beito lavod avato, which says you can't go into his house to collect it, hare balchova amor. That's clearly talking about the bal chov. Ha ma ani mekayim im chavol tachvol samas reyacha. What do I learn from that pasuk? B'shliach beizin akasim medaver. It's talking about a shliach beizin, and you see from this brayso the shliach beizin can go inside and take it, because it says you went inside and you im chavol tachvol samas reyacha. If you went in, you took the cloak of your friend. Of the friend, talking about the shliach beis din, he went inside. Kash on Shmuel, the shliach beis din obviously can't go inside. So Shmuel finally admits and says, "Okay, fine. Tanahi, tzamachlokas tanahi. Whether or not the shliach beis din can go into the house of the lova and take the mashko. Tanahi, desanya. We have the following brisa. Following brisa says as follows: desanya. One brisa says shliach beis din shabal the mashko. No, the shliach beis din that goes to collect the mashkin on behalf of the malveh, lo yikanes lebeis ol mashkin, no. Should not go in, may not go into the house of the loveh to take the mashkin. Ela omed b'chutz, he stands outside, the halah motzi lo mashkin, and he, the loveh, will bring out the mashkin. Shneemar, the pasuk says, b'chutz tamod va'ish, the person should stand outside. That the va'ish, we said over here, the extra word va'ish, is the shliach beis din. B'tana idach, and that's what Shmuel says, stay outside. B'tana idach, the other brisa says, bal chov, shebal mashkino. If the Balchov is coming to take the mashkon, lo yikanes lebeis ol mashkon, no, he may not go, the Balchov may not go inside to collect the mashkon. Ela omi bechutz, he stands outside. So bechutz tamo v'ayish is talking about the malve. Right? But, ushliach beis din shabal mashkon, no, b'shliach beis din hareze nichnas lebeis ol mashkon, no, he may go into the house to take the mashkon. This brisa does not go like Shmuel. So Shmuel holds like the brisa that says that the Balchov, that the b'shliach beis din may not enter the house of the love to collect the mashkon. Okay, and the second brisa says that he may go in. Then the Gemara now brings a brisa. Ulo yim shechenu dvarim sheosin b'hen ochal nefesh. This seems to indicate if the shliach beis din is going in to collect, lo yim shechenu dvarim sheosin b'hen ochal nefesh. You cannot take things that you need for life support. You can't take these life items. Because the pasuk continues, because it says lo yachbol rechayev arechav ki nefesh hu chovel. Because then you're wounding his nefesh. You're taking away his livelihood. So, And if we learn from there, that any kli that you do ochel nefesh, any kli that you need in order to survive, you may not take. But someone's taking something. So talking about the Shmuel's taking something. He's going inside and he's taking everything else, which would be a raya against Shmuel, like the second brisa.
It makes sense that the Shmuel goes inside because if he doesn't, then what do they need the Bezdin?
The Shliach Bezdin, like the Mishnah said, the Bezdin would be the ones who could take something from him in the street. You may not take something from him in the street, but the Bezdin can take something from the street. The question is, what is the power of the Bezdin? How far does it go?
Right.
Okay, then the Brisa continues, right? Another thing, the Shliach Bezdin, who is taking these items from the house, and he obviously can't take all the type of Kalim, it says, no sein mita umita. It seems over here that he can, I guess, Rashi seems to indicate what's going on here is that it's a large loan, and all the assets in the house equal the loan. So what can you take? So the Brisa continues, no saying, this is what the Shliach Bezdin has to leave over for the Lova. No saying, mita umita, he has to leave over two beds, one bed and another bed. Umatza la'ashir, he has to leave this fine, I guess, linen, sheet for a wealthy person, and mita umita umapats laani, and two beds and this covering of reeds to lie down on for the poor person, right? Lo avaloli ishto veloli vanosa one of vanosa, and you only have to leave over enough for him. You don't have to leave over anything for his family. I mean, if you take away the support that he has to give to his family, the pasuk says only. It says right, lo yachbol. I think it's only from him. Is the prohibition. You have to leave over for him. You don't have to leave over for anybody else. Kederech, right? Kederech she misajin lebalchov kach misajim erechin. The same way that we were misajin, we were ma'amed, what we make an estimation, we evaluate what he needs. That's the same thing we do by erechin, meaning when a person says erech alai, whatever, and it's a certain set of values, and he doesn't have the funds at the time, so we take away from him, except what he needs to live. The same way we make the same type of valuation. The Gemara just says, "Klapei Raya." What are you talking about? It says over here, just like we do for the Bachol, that's what we do for Erechin. It's the other way around. We learn the whole limud out from Erechin. It says, "Ikar Sidam Erechin." The pasuk that talks about evaluating what the guy needs, that's written in Erechin. The pasuk says, "Imachu me'erkecha." If he's poor, me'midol the Kohen, the Harich also a Kohen. I'll pia share tasig yado. I know the Erechin al Kohen. The Kohen has to evaluate what he needs, what he doesn't need. That's the Ikar pasuk. We're learning here from there, not there from here. Torah says, fine, Ella Ema, you should just say, Kederach she misajin b'arachin, kach misajin b'achov. The same way that they're misajin when it comes to Erechin, that's how they're misajin when it comes to the b'achov. So there's an interesting thing that the Rishonim bring down. He says, Pasuk here says, the Brisa says here, that you only leave over for him, not for his children or his wife. So he says, but the Rambam says, and the other bring down is that doesn't he have a mitzvah to support his wife? Maybe not Bismanazan, I don't know. But doesn't he have a mitzvah to support his wife?
Right.
So he has an obligation, and that mitzvah is first. He has that obligation to pay for his wife. So if you're taking everything away, you take away the support from him, you take away the support from his wife. What do you mean you don't leave over for his wife? So some say that, and maybe that's only the Rabbanon, it's the Daraisa, but so
if the entire thing is for chesed reason, it doesn't make sense, right?
What do you mean it's for chesed reason?
I mean, why are you doing that? Because we don't want to take everything that the guy owns. You want to leave the minimum for him to take.
Right. So why don't you leave it? So why don't you leave it for the family as well?
What do you mean? What does it help if you take from the entire family?
Because they have a prior lien. They have a prior. He has an obligation to support them. None of that. He has an obligation to support them. He has an obligation to pay you back. But his obligation to support them came before yours, so they have a prior lien. So you take, they'll take it back. It's theirs. They're first in line. They have the first lien. So he says. So, bro, you see, I'm not sure who he brings it. He says over here. Maybe it's the Beis Yosef says is that you have to look at the. I guess maybe it's what Marcel's saying. You have to look at the lien that the women and children have. The women and children don't have a lien on all his assets from day one. Every day he has an obligation to provide them support. So that lien starts that day. So on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday. So this guy who now is taking the mashkon, he can get in because I support him on Sunday. On Sunday night, now I owe him, and my lien, I leave on Monday for them is now second in line to the lien that the that the that the Nava has.
It's a nice theory, except it's not. It's constant.
It's not. He's saying it's not. He says every day it has new. Otherwise, how do you explain? They're first in line. How can you take anything? They have a first lien.
Every day rolls over to a new lien?
Every day rolls over to a new lien, and the lien is on his current assets. So if a guy comes in and takes something away, well, then the lien... I don't know how necessarily how that works in all the things, but that's what he's, that seems to be what the Beis Yosef is saying. He says that, right, Shibudu hurak lazon osa at right now, but dayin ochal shibudu ala asid. It doesn't have the lien on the future, right? Right, so Shibud Hamalvich, his lien can go in, but he's only obligated to pay her on a day to day basis. That seems to be what the Beis Yosef is saying. Okay.
He doesn't say that in
Exuba. What? What does it say in Exuba?
I mean, it says you have to support her.
Okay, it doesn't say when the lien is chal. It doesn't say it's a lien on everything at the moment. It doesn't say anything.
I know, but
so you have to support her, but from halachically, how do you view that support? So Beis Yosef says you view that support as being a new lien on his assets every single day, and that's it's a new way of looking at it, and that would allow the lien of the malva to step in and take assets and not require him to give back to the woman and the children who no longer have the first lien; they're now second. Okay. Amamar. Okay, Amamar. No say mita umita umatzel asher mita umita umapetz laani. You give a bed and a bed to the and this nice sheet to the asher, and a bed and a bed and the reed sheet to the poor piece. And Laman, who do you give it to? Why do I need two beds? Like, what's the second bed for? You can't ile mili ishto levanovanosav. If the second bed is for the wife or the children, can't be. Halamart lo valoli ishto levanovanosav. The Bryce says explicitly that you don't have to leave over for the wife and children. Ella edi edi lidi day. No, the two beds are needed for him himself. And the Gemara that says, okay, fine. Tartalamili. Why does he need two beds? Tartalamili. So he says, chad de achilala, chadil de zagala. One is for which he eats on. I guess they used to bring in the couches and the beds for him to eat. So one of them for him to eat. They used to lie down on these beds and the couches when they would eat. You can't eat in your bed. So he had another bed that he would sleep on. And the Gemara says, explains why you don't leave him one, that he would eat and sleep on the same couch. What's the big deal? Just leave him one and eat and sleep on the same couch? Because it's not healthy. Because Shmuel, like Shmuel says, Shmuel is a doctor, the Amr Shmuel, kol mili yadada yadana asusayu. For every sickness, I guess I know the cure, I know how to help. Levar mehani tlas, except for these three sicknesses, that if a person does these three things, I don't know how to heal them. Number one is manda achil ahina mirira aliba rekana. So this is some sort of like unripened date, and he eats it. I think on an empty stomach, right? He eats it before the meal, and he gets sick. I don't know how to heal that. The second thing is v'man da asar misna dichisna retiva archarse. This is someone. It seems like he ties some like wet flax around his waist. Okay, that causes some pain. And the third thing is manda achel nahama v'lo maske arba girmide. Somebody who eats bread and then doesn't walk at least 4 amos after he eats it. So therefore, you see, you have to have two beds, one to eat and one to sleep in. Because if he eats in the bed that he's sleeping in, then he has this illness that even Shmuel can't heal because he's supposed to walk. He's supposed to take a spritzer after you have bread. Okay. All right. It says the achil nama after you eat bread. Nama's bread. Right? That's what it says. Achil nama. Right? Su'udasa is the meal. Nama is bread. Okay. I don't know what the Rama says. I only have the Gemara up in front of me. I don't know. If you want to quote the bottom of the article, it's great. I don't know. Right. All right. So Tani Tana Kamei de Rav Nachman. Now the Gemara is going to ask on our Mishnah from our Mishnah on this last Bryce that told us that we sort of evaluate what the Baal Chov needs, and you can take everything away except what he needs. So Tani Tanakamei de Rav Nachman, Kederesh Mesarjin Be'erichin, Kach Mesarjin Baal Chov. The same way, like we said, the same way that you assess by Erichin, you assess him by the Baal Chov, and you leave over what he needs. So Amar Leh, sort of Nachman asks on this reciter, right, this Tana, Hashta Zabuni Mizabin Leh, Sardui Mizabin Leh, what are you talking about? Why do you have to assess anything? We're just going to sell everything anyway. If we're just going to sell it, we have to assess him? So Mar says, wait a second, Umi Mizabin Leh, what do you mean you sell everything? Look at our Mishnah, Vahatznan, Machzir sakar b'layla v'samachreisha b'yom. You return the pillow at night, and you return the machreisha, the plow during the day. You're not selling everything, you're returning everything. What are you talking about, Rav Nachman? So the Gemara says, no, Tana, Kirushim Gamliel Tana Kameh. This Tana was speaking within the Shita of Shim Gamliel. And our Mishnah says, you have 30 days, after 30 days you sell everything. So he was speaking in the Shita of Shim Gamliel. V'hachik Amrle. And this Rav Nachman is asking this Tana, Liv Hashtel Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, Zabunim Zabinle. According to the Shita of Shimon, who we're going to sell everything, we sell the car, the machreish after 30 days. So why sardin mesudinle? Why do we have to be mesardin? Why do we have to evaluate and assess everything and not take his kalim? What do you have to do this assessment for? Just wait for 30 days, give everything back, and then 30 days later you can sell everything. What do you have to do this? We have to do this assessment. So from here, I guess Rav Nachman proves that Rav Shimon Gam, and now Rav Nachman proves that's Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Tanan, where Mishnah says Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer Afla Atzmo Einu Machzir El Atzloshim Yom Vikan the Eilech Mochrim Beisdin. So what's this assessment for? He's going to sell it in 30 days. So the Gemara then says, wait a second. Umimai Dichi Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel Zabune Legamri Kamar. How do you know that when Rav Shimon says Vikan the Eilech Mochrim Beisdin, that means you sell everything. You sell the entire mashkon, and you don't leave anything over. Maybe even after 30 days, you leave something over. Dilma hachik amar, ad shloshim yom hardalei be'ena. Until 30 days, you return him the mashkon as is. Mikan ve'elef, but after 30 days, mahardalei l'may dechazilei, u'mezabim l'may delo chazilei. You just return to him what he needs, but you sell everything else that he doesn't need. Why don't you say that? So Gemara says, Isak l'daitach, istle l'rav shimon megamlil ha'isvara. If you hold that this is what Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, that you're assessing the Baal Chov, leka midi d'lochazile, there is nothing in the possession of the Lova that he doesn't need, according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon Gamliel is going to hold, we'll see in a moment, he's going to hold that all B'nai Yisrael, all Jews, are B'nai Malachim, and therefore they need everything. So what assessment will be pointless. So how can you tell me that you're going to be assessing according to Rav Shimon Gamliel? Doesn't work. Why? Because the Amar Abai, as Abai says, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon, right, Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Stavim, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Rav Shimon, Rav Kiva, Kul Yisrael Luhu, Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim Hen. They all hold that B'nei Yisrael are B'nei Malachim, and therefore, by categorizing B'nei Yisrael as B'nei Malachim, they're going to be certain halachic ramifications, which we'll go through. The ramification of Shimon Gamliel would be, if they're B'nei Malachim, then there is nothing that they don't need. So don't come and tell me that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that you return to him what he doesn't need, what he needs. If you return to him what he needs, then you're not selling anything because he needs everything. He said, so where do we find that out? Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Tanam Shimon Gamliel, the Tanam with the Mishnah and Shabbos. These are talking about things that are muksa that you can't move on Shabbos. Lo es haluf. I guess you cannot move the luf, which is some sort of kidney, some sort of legume that you cannot cook it on Shabbos. And it's not, it can't be cooked on Shabbos, number one, and you can't eat it, when it's raw, it's only eaten for certain like expensive birds. Veloes achardal, which I think is mustard seeds, but you can't grind it on Shabbos, and when it's full, it's not raw to be eaten. But Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel matir beluf, he permits that the luf on Shabbos, it's not muksa, b'pnei shehu ma'achal la'arvin, because it's a food for the ravens, I guess, which is something that's a bird that's only raised by wealthy individuals, but since B'nai Kol B'nai Yisrael B'nai Malachimhem, they're all considered that they're royal to raise Orvin, and therefore they can play with it like the B'nai Malachim. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon, so it's Rav Shimon Yechai, it's none. We have another Mishnah on Shabbos. Now, one of the things that are not allowed to be done on Shabbos is the idea of refuah, because you're not allowed, and the Mishnah there says you're not allowed to like anoint yourself or rub on yourself oil from, well, rose oil, I think it is, right, from on the makkah, because they're very expensive. The rose oil is very expensive. So he says, but b'nei malachin, sachin, shemem vered agavim akasayim b'shabbos, they may put the rose oil on their wounds on Shabbos, shekein darkon l'suf b'chol, because it's not, that's what they do during the week also. And then comes from Shimon Omer, kol yisrael b'nei malachin hein, and therefore they're allowed to use this rose oil. From Shimon Rabbi Kiva, actually I think we saw this recently, the Tanya, haresha yu noshim bo elef zuz, a person's chai to somebody else 1,000 zuz, v'lovush itztila bas meya meya, and he's wearing a cloak that's worth, I think, 10,000 zuz. Mafshitin osu mimena, we take the cloak off from him, umalbishin osu itztila haru'uyalo, and we give him another cloak that's, you know, ra'i for him, and the rest, the money we use to pay back the loan. V'tana mishum Rabbi Shmuel, v'tana mishum Rabbi Kiva, kol Yisrael ruim also itztila. Every day Yisrael is royal to have a nice emporial suit. So everyone can have that, and you can't take that away from him. Okay. So then the Gemara that says, wait a second, Ulamai disolik adaitin de meikara, according to what we thought originally, to answer the question of Rav Nachman, to say that Rav Yishmael says that you can give to him what he needs, and you sell to him what he doesn't need. So let's look at our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, I understand Bishlama karve keses. I understand the pillow, and I understand the sheet, chazile the beini beini, because he needs it. I guess, karve keses, they're different levels. I think there are different levels that you can, so you can sell one, and he doesn't need the linen one, you can get the cheaper one, he doesn't need whatever, all the threads, you got one with less threads in it. But ela machresha lumai chazia. I mean, what else, what can you do with machresha? Machresha is a plow. He needs it or he doesn't need it. What do you mean, you're trying to evaluate the value of the machresha? I think that's what he's saying. He says a machresha, he says a machresha, the ketanim mas nisin, the Allah kamar rashim, my beini beini ika. And better condition. It's a value. I don't know. So he says, "What do you need from it?" So the Gemara says, "So Amar Rava Bar Rava Machresha de Kaspa." It maybe is what you're saying. It's some sort of silver, maybe more expensive Machresha. It's a Machresha de Kaspa. But it says, "I saw the Toso says Machresha de Kaspa." Where's the Tosos? And I'm an Aleph, I think it is. Tosos for S. He says, right, he says, Machresha Kashas, it seems to be that it's not really a plow. We're not talking about a plow over here. You're talking about some sort of scraper that's used in the, what do you call it?
To scrape
the bathhouse off of the grime. So I guess you can, if that's the case, I guess you can find one that's not needed or not, or whatever. Okay. So Maski Flow Rav Chaga, right, so now, This whole idea of assessing is a question now. So Maskei Flo Rav Chaga Velemalei Lav Alai Karamis. Why doesn't the guy say I don't care? Why can't the guy say I don't care what you have need to live or not need to live? It's not on me to support you. You owe me the money. Pay me back. So Amalei Abaye is what you indicated before. Amalei Abaye, no Alai Karami. It is on him to support him. Mishum Shenemar, someone mentioned this earlier, maybe Marcel said, Ulucha Tiet Stock, right? The Pasuk is Hashiv, Hashtashiv Lo, Es Havot, Kevo Shemesh, Vishacha Besamato, Barachacha, Ulucha Tiet Stock, Lifnei Hashem Lakecha. So basically, what it is, Lashon says, is a commandment from Hashem. You should be doing a Stocka, that the Malve is Chayef, to do the Stocka to the Lovet. You can't just go and say, that that's not on me, I don't care. It is your obligation. There is a command for you to make sure that he is supported. Okay, we will stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Have an excellent day.